So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. The Rabbanan say, Sheven midah shalach chayiv b'mikdash. There's a halacha l'mesh mesina that seven measuring cups for liquids are required in the base of Mikdash as follows, from large to small. Hin, v'chatzi hin, v'shlisha sahin, v'reviyah sahin, loig, v'chatzi loig, v'reviyah loig. The largest was a hin, equivalent to 12 loig, chatzi hin, a half a hin, 6 loig, shlisha sahin, a third of a hin, 4 loig, reviyah sahin, a quarter hin, 3 loig, and then a loig, and chatzi loig, a half a loig, and the smallest was reviyah loig, a quarter of a loig. This is the opinion of the Rabbanan. Rosberg Tzaddik disagrees and says, Shenosis hoyu behin, ad kan lapar, ad kan la'ayl, ad kan la'keves. The lochel mesh mesina was for seven medidas, one measuring cup with seven measurements. The hin had markings for all seven measurements. It showed the chatzi ahin for the niske par, the shlishas ahin for niske ayl, the revis ahin for niske keves, as well as for the loig and chatzi loig and revis haloig. Shimon agrees with the Rabbanan that seven medidas hoyu b'megdash. There were seven measuring cups. However, lohoyasham hin, there was no mida of hin because this measurement was never used in the Beis HaMikdash. It was only required in the Mishkan for the Shem and HaMishcha. Ela midi yisera shalogu mechza ha'isa sham shabo ha'yamoydid l'minchas kohen gadol logu mechza ba'baker logu mechza ben arbayim. The seventh mida was a measurement of a 1.5 leg, which was used for the oil of the minchas chavitin, which required 1.5 leg in the morning and 1.5 in the evening. While the Rabbanah hold that there was a mid of hin, because kivin dehava hava, once the hin was required in the Mishkan, it remained in the base of Mikdash. But the mida of loig mechza was not needed, because efshel asharg b'chatzi loig, they can measure loig mechza by refilling the chatzi loig 3 times. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes in the Rabbanah's opinion of sheva midas hoye b'mikdash. Yehuda lists them mimata lamala, from smallest to largest. Revius loig, b'chatzi loig, v'loig, v'revius hin, v'shlichas hin, b'chatzi hin, v'hin. While Remeir lists them, as in our Mishnah, mimal lamata, from largest to smallest, hin, v'chatzi hin, v'shlishas hin, v'reviyas hin, v'loig, v'chatzi loig, v'reviyas loig. I think Morpheus two approaches in the Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says, Beirutzi midus ikabinayu. They disagree on whether the overflowing liquid above the top edge of the measuring cup acquires Kedushas Klisharas. Rabbi Yehuda says, mimata lamala, because he holds Beirutzi hamidus nizkachu. The liquid above the top edge also acquires Kedushas Klisharas, and therefore, Revius Yavle Rachman Lamaisha. Hashem initially gave Moshe Rabbeinu only the size of the smallest midah of Revius Haloig, and told him to make the remaining midahs by measuring and pouring the liquids from the Revius Haloig into the larger cups, because to Ka'ayli Luhu Berutzen. This way, the Berutzen, the overflow of the smaller midah, are poured into the larger midah and also included in the measurement. While Remeir says, Mamal Lamata, because he holds Berutzen midahs loy neskachu. The liquid above the top edge does not acquire Kedushas Klisharas, and therefore, Behin Yovel Rachman Lamaisha. Hashem initially gave Moshe Rabbeinu only the size of the largest midah of hin, and told him to make the remaining midahs by measuring and pouring the liquids from the hin into the smaller cups, because the konafki berutzen. This way, the berutzen of the larger midahs spill out and are not included in the measurement. Abaye says, perhaps all agree regarding berutzen hamidahs that either niskachu or loy niskachu. And the Machlekes is regarding the halacha derived from the pasuk Shnei Meleim Seiles Mincha B'lulu B'Shemen. And Meleim teaches that the midah must contain the complete share of liquid to accomplish Kedushas Aguf. Remeir says, Memala Lamata, because he holds, Meleim Shlo Yechaser V'Shlo Yeser. The midah may not contain more nor less than the share. Therefore, they poured from the larger midah into the smaller midah once, so that the extra liquid spills out, and the midah does not contain more than the share. Or Rabbi Yehuda says, Memata Lamala, because he holds, Meleim Shlo Yechaser. The midah may only not contain less than the shear, but it may contain more than the shear. Therefore, they poured the smaller midah into the larger midah several times, even though the extra liquids are poured in and the midah contains more than the shear. Zakta Mishnah, Revius Mahoisa Mishameshes, Revius Mayim Lemitzayr, Revius Shemen Lenazar. The Revius Haloig was used to measure a quarter leg water for Taharas Mitzayr and a quarter leg oil for the Chalas Nazar. Chatzi loig mahoy mishamish, chatzi loig mayim l'saita, v'chatzi loig shemen l'toida. The chatzi loig was used to measure a half a leg water for the meisaita and a half a leg oil for the lach meitoida. And shleisha mechtz l'menaira, chatzi loig l'chol ner. The chatzi loig was also used to measure 3.5 leg oil for the menaira, as the chatzi loig was put into each of the seven lamps. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding hatavas menaira, cleaning out the lamps of the menaira. B'yichanan Amir Rebbe says, ner shekavsa nidashna shemen nidashna hapasila. If one of the nair is extinguished during the night, the oil and wick are considered like ash and are disqualified. Therefore, ketzad isa, mativa, benoisin b'ashem, kemidi rishayna umadlika. The kohen must clean out the nair, put in a new wick and complete shear of oil, a chatzi loig, and then light it once again. because the I kamasha chasra meno yadina maichiser. One cannot determine the amount of oil that was already consumed. The Gemara proceeds with the machlokes regarding the construction of the menorah. Rav Sheshet says, Ner shebe mikdash shal prakam hava. And as Rashi explains, Loi shal chol yis mamish shal yocha litlan, ele min ha menorah atzma hayu haneris kedichsev miksha. Rav Sheshet certainly does not mean to say that the menorah was assembled from separate detachable pieces, because the entire menorah had to be hammered out of one piece of gold. Rather, ele haynu shal prakam shal yukonim shebe hem haneris kevum dakam harbe, vahayu yocha lekaifafan ula toysin lamata b'shas hatava, ula hashlech hadeshen chutz, ula zikva b'shas hatlaka. Rav Sheshet means to say that the lamps were thin and flexible, and during Hatava they were bent downward to remove the ashes, and before Hatlaka they were bent upward to fill them with oil. And so Rav Sheshet says, Ner shebe mikdash shel prakim hava. The nerus of the menorah were flexible, but not removable, because kiksev kikar u'miksha amenorah v'nerus se'ksev. The requirement of miksha that the menorah must be hammered out of one solid piece of gold applies to both the menorah and the nerus. The Gemara questions Rav Sheshet from the following brisa. During Hatava, the Neiris were removed completely, put down in the Heichel, and cleaned. Apparently, Miksha does not apply to the Neiris. Gemara answers that this is indeed a Machlekes Tanoim, and Rav Sheshet concurs with Rav Elazar ben Tzadik, who says, Kimintashal Zav Hoyla Agaba, Keshumativa, Dechke Klape Pia, Keshunasin Bashem, and Dechke Klape Reisha. There was a gold plate that covered each Neir. And during Hatava, the plate was pushed to the side to clean out the residue. And before Hadlaka, the plate was pushed up to cover the Nair and fill it with new oil through a small hole in the cap. Because he holds that Miksha does apply to the Nairs. And the Machlekes is based on how we interpret the following pasuk in Parashas Truma. Kikar Zav Tar Yasa Isa Eskola Kel Ma'ila. The words Yasa Isa teach Menorah Min HaKikar. The Menorah must be made from one solid piece, a Kikar of gold. Now the word Isa is a miut, exclusive. While Eskola Kel Ma'ila is a ribu, inclusive. And the Machlekes is as follows. Rav Elazar ben Tzadik and one version of Nechemiah hold that both the mead and ribu apply to the word kikar. And the ribu of Kol HaKelim includes Neiris Seha Bois Minai Kikar. The Neiris were also made from the kikar and were not removable. While the mead of Aisa excludes Malkachel Machtaseh Ein Bois Minai Kikar. Only the tweezers and shovels used for Atava were separate parts and were not made from the kikar. While Rav Shimon Karcha and another version of Nechemiah hold that only the mead of Isa applies to Kikar and excludes Nerisel, Malkachel, Machtasel, Ein Bois Minai Kikar. The Neiris and other Kalim were not made from the Kikar and were removable. While the Ribui of El Kala Kalim or Ela applies to Zav and teaches, Shehoyu Kalim Shel Zav, all the Menorah's parts, Nerisel, Malkachel, Machtasel, were made of gold, and even the edge of the Neiris was made of pure gold, even though it becomes black from the fire.